Amos Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis. So now a new figure has come on stage, Amatya, the so-called high priest of Beis El, who is now trying to slag Amos in the eyes of the king and get him imprisoned, arrested, killed, anything that could possibly stop him from delivering true nevuah. And we said false testimony of what Amos had said about Yeravam dying by the sword, but true testimony that the Jewish people are going to be exiled from Malchus Yisrael. And said Amatya, Ko Amar Amos, using Amos's very familiar phrasing, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. So he's purposefully, even in the language he uses, trying to sound like he's being accurate. Vayor Amatya El Amos, but that's not good enough. So Amatya speaks directly to Amos now, and there's a confrontation. And he says, Chose, seer, you prophesied the future. Says Rashi, you're a true Chose. I know you're a true Chose. And I'm going to call you seer as a mockery somehow. Lech beruch lecha el Eretz Yehuda. Go run away. Run away to the land of Yehuda. You came from there anyway. You're a foreigner. You don't come from here. Go to God. Rashi gives him credit. Amatya says, go back to Eretz Yehuda where the Beis HaMikdash is. Shesham Mikdash Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi says. She'ata misnavei b'shmo. If you're a true prophet of God, what are you doing here? Go down there. Don't be with us, the sacrilegious. Get out of Tel Aviv. Go back to Yerushalayim. Ve'echol sham lechem. Sorry to put that on Tel Aviv. Ve'echol sham lechem. And eat bread there. V'sham tinaveh. Prophesy there. Go do your thing. You know, and the bread is also kind of a slap at him. Maybe they'll give you some crumbs. False prophets used to prophesy pieces of bread and for wine and beer to drink. And so now he says, go back there. Get some bread. Make what we would say. Make some bread. Make some bucks. Go down south. Go back to the temple. Remember how Yashka, later on, much later, in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, used the temple as a euphemism for corruption and money hungriness and all of the anti-Jewish stereotypes that you would think a Jewish guy who calls himself a rabbi wouldn't be jumping onto. But it seems that the people who are prophets of falsity tend to want to send the true prophets back to the temple. And even when they get there, they want to show they don't believe in anything. This is like the comment section, as I've said many times, of the New York Times and various other blogs, where people show off how anti-religious they are. Go back to the temple. Go to your temple over there. Yigimelu Beisel, Lo Sosifod Lehinove. Don't continue to prophesy in Beisel. Excuse you. Ki Mikdash Melechu. Wow. I hope the phrase Mikdash Melech also appears somewhere else. Because of all the things that we have named over the centuries, Mikdash Melech just come from this pasuk, we should be embarrassed. It's the sanctuary of a king. It's a fake Avodah Zarah sanctuary, Mikdash Melech. It's made holy by the king. Not by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but by a king. Uves Mamlachahu. And it's the capital of the kingdom. It's the seat of the throne. It's the capital city. So don't come up here to Beis El. We don't pray to God up here. We pray to all of our idols. We pray to our golden calf. Go back. Now, there's a suggestion, Radak, others say that what he's trying to say is that Beis El is the equivalent of Yerushalayim, which is unfortunately something that Jews said, Reform Jews in particular in the 19th century, said Berlin is our Jerusalem. Be very, very careful comparing secular cities and idol-worshipping cities to Yerushalayim and to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not going to come off looking too good. Yodalad Vayan Amos Vayomer Lamatya. So Amos, Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, in his simple dignity, Amos confronts Amatya. He has no benefactor and is not a breadwinner making his living by preaching. So he says, Vayan Amos Vayomer Lamatya, Lo Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi. I'm not a prophet. But Lo Ven Navi Anochi. And I'm not the son of a prophet, which is an interesting thing to say. What does it mean I'm not a prophet? We know he's a prophet of God. This is where Amos is telling us his own origins. It means he is not a professional. He didn't go to the prophet's yeshiva. He was chosen. He had a calling. His father was not a Navi before him either. Ki voker anochi, because I'm a boker, not a morning, like boker tov, but a cattle herder, somebody who herds bakar. So he tells you, I work with my hands. I work for a living. I'm not some Ivy League academic. in ivory-covered walls and ivory-covered halls who doesn't really work for a living, like professors. No, I work with the cattle. Uvo lace, shikmim, and I inspect sycamore trees, which is interesting to see which one is ready to be pruned so that the branches will be prolific. You'll have a lot more branches. It's interesting that Amos is said in Rashi to be a person who stammered, not unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, he was hardened by his tongue, Amos, and tongue-tied. But here he's actually speaking very eloquently. So I'm a rancher. I'm a dresser of sycamore trees. A regular, ordinary guy. Vayikacheni Hashem me'acharei atzon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me from following the flock. Pasuk Tezvav. Vayomer Eli Hashem, and Hashem said to me, Lechi nove el ami Yisrael. Go prophesy to my people Yisrael. And that's also got a double meaning because he came originally from Yehuda and he's going to Yisrael. Tezayim v'atoshmar devar Hashem. And he says to Amatziah, now listen to the word of God. Ata omer lo sinavei al Yisrael v'lo satif al beis Yitzchak. You say don't prophesy concerning Yisrael. Don't prophesy concerning the house of Yitzchak. Again, Yitzchak. Interesting. Not Yaakov, but Yitzchak is the one being mentioned here. So again, that betrayal of the people of the Akedah. Think about how much we daven about the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and how much of a symbol it is for what we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yudzayin lochein ko amar Hashem. Ooh, and he uses the formula. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ishtecha bo'ir tizneh. Your wife is going to stray from you, is going to be unfaithful to you, is going to be a harlot in the city. Before you go into exile, you're going to watch your wife cheating on you for money from the invading soldiers of the army that's coming. They're not going to rape her. She's going to willingly do that. This is a terrible thing to tell anybody with a family. And your sons and your daughters will fall by the sword. They'll be killed before your very eyes. They won't even get to walk along on foot with all the other captives. Vad mascha b'chevel techulak. Your land is going to be divided by lot, which might also mean by rope, where they rope off different parts of the land by survey line. So they're going to divide the spoils right in front of you. You're going to watch your house be inhabited by the enemy, by the anti-Semites. V'ata al adama tamei atamus. You're going to die on unclean soil. The adults are going to be overpowered, and they're going to be led away in captivity, except for those who die in the battles. V'Yisrael galo yigle me'al admoso. And Yisrael is going to be exiled from its land. You reported that I said there was a Golus coming. Well, now I'm saying openly, the Golus is coming, and they're going to be led away captive, surely as anything. And great point by Rabbi Etshalom. If you look at the curses in the Tochacha in Vayikra and Devarim, and throughout prophetic literature, all biblical downward spirals end with displacement and exile. Golus, in some ways, is a fate worse than death. And that's how it always ends for Klal Yisrael when we go wrong.